Tom will be touch and go, I think. Dino's got a decent chance of being back in amongst it, and Johan won't be involved. He's straightforward hamstring, but it won't be ready for Saturday.
Bit of a boost that, having Dean back, because I guess when someone goes off with what looks like a bit of a hamstring knock, you think, well, it could be a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the physio's telling me there's a bit of neural pain from the nerves more than the muscles, which was good news in this case, because it can tighten the area up, but then ease off quickly. So I think generally that settled down quickly. And as I said, Johan is definite hamstring strain. So that's just time and good treatment, of course, and looking after himself, which he will do. And then Tom's a touch and go one that we'll give him another 24 hours and then make a decision.
Testament to Tom's consistency, obviously, isn't it? That a guy's played 140-odd consecutive league games, which is a fantastic achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I think we've been pretty strong here, I think, over a time. As a group, that is, as a collective with muscle-type injuries. We've had a few, obviously, but when you look at the overall bigger picture, we've done quite well. We tended to have more serious injuries, unfortunately, which you'll know about. And Tom steered clear, both from his professionalism, of course, and the way he looks after himself, and from his mentality towards it. And there's always an element of luck, of course, that your body responds to all the strength work you do or the training you do in order to not get injured.
Was it a tough call between Paul Robinson and Nick Pope, or was it always going to be Paul with the experience that he's got?
No, I think it was a tough call in the sense that I think Pope is doing a great job. He's not out of sight, out of mind. He is maybe to the fans a little bit at the moment, but he's not to us. You know, we like what he's doing in training. I definitely think there's development within him, and there continues to be. He's working with Tom and Robbo, which can only be good for him, of course, and with Billy Mercer. Real good group there, you know, a good working group. And then, of course, a lot of action with the players, you know, when we do sessions that involve the keepers. And I can definitely see he's moving forwards. And he's one that we brought in with a bigger picture future, and I think he has definitely got that. And he's learning as he goes off them too, as well as himself, and the development he gets from working with the players.
Away from home, Sean, this must puzzle you, that you look a different team at the moment, don't you, at Turf Moor compared to being away from home?
Well, I think it's exaggerated slightly by the game at West Brom, where we didn't perform, and, you know, there was all different reasons, maybe even a bit of psychology from 2 years previous. Now, that might pay us back, because 2 years previous we won at Stoke. But it's not that easy, of course. We know that. And even the thought behind it is not that easy. You know, everyone in the Premier League, nearly every manager talks about how important their home form is. Across football, the stats suggest quite clearly that home form is important to all clubs. So you've got to remember, it is about us from a start point, and we want to make the games about us, of course. On the other hand, there are 11 others out there, and they often are recognised Premier League teams for a reason, because they've been playing in the Premier League a long time. So the task is a tough one anyway, we know that, but it is about how we perform, and I don't think we've got up to performance levels away as what we have at home.